Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you today from New Orleans and the 2019 Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show. We're powered by Corteva AgriScience, your partner in range and pasture productivity. Here at the front end of the meeting, had the opportunity to catch up with Joan Ruskamp as she arrived here in New Orleans. Joan is the chair of the Cattlemen's Beef Promotion Board, rancher from southern Nebraska, ranches in Nebraska and northern Kansas, and had the chance to talk to her about what the plan is for the beef board here in New Orleans.
First of all, gathered to work with our contractors. Hear what's happening. Contractors were awarded funds last September for new project requests, and now we're going to hear the ahas and the woohoos, and Chuck Knows Beef is a big one, just to give away one little big surprise that's coming. And then come together and elect our 2019. I'm already thinking fiscal year 2020 in part of my brain, because on the checkoff side, we almost have three fiscal years going all the time. Mm-hmm. And so, 2019 okay. Officers for the Cattlemen's Beef Board.
So you'll obviously be rotating to a past president type position, but right. You actually stay involved for one more year, right?
Right. I love that because I really feel like I'm in step now as chair. Really, after that first year, you really have that under your belt to go forward. And so that advisory role for the officer team, that's been invaluable to me, having Brett Morris as our past chair. You just, the expertise doesn't leave. You just keep building it and sharing it. And as we go forward, it's an officer team. It's not just one person calling all the shots. We really work together.
So the one thing that you've really been excited about this year, what's really kind of got you excited about what's happening with the checkoff?
Well, we have a new CEO, and we had some staff changes that comes along with some of that. A new agency working with our producer communications. It's been kind of weak because we as producers don't like telling ourselves what we're doing. That's kind of a problem, though, when producers don't really know what the checkoff is doing. They don't know if they want to support it. And so really coming on board with a strong program that's really going to unveil more at this convention. It takes a while, to build and have platforms and the ability to reach out to our producers. It's not just telling them the story, though. It's also listening. We really want to know, what are their concerns? What is it about the checkoff they don't like, they'd like to change? What is it? Because from the inside, as being a part of this for 6 years, wow, we have some amazing staff and contractors that their goal is excellence, just like we are on our farms and ranches. They're doing the same thing with that checkoff dollar, keeping cattle on the land, beef on the plate, the whole story. We have a story now that we need to sell to consumers, not just something to eat, not just something to graze grass, but it's a package deal story. The checkoff is our way to do that and keep that demand for beef strong.
Thank you, Joan. Joan promises that we'll have a chance to sit down and talk more with her during the course of this year's event here at the Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show in New Orleans. I'm Ron Hayes on the Oklahoma Farm Report.